At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
The Big Conk!
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Tyler, as I currently look at it, it is still not updated. Still without...
Come on, Drive family. Had that whole break. Had that whole break to get into that Wikipedia.
Still without our names on it.
Show some hustle now. Come on.
I don't
know
if you heard that, Conk.
I'm an hour away from being on that damn page.
Will's gonna. Son of a bitch, he's right.
Will's gonna get on there before we do it.
I don't
frequently
like
appearing.
Man.
Frequently appearing, yes.
Contributor.
Featuring the Big Conk.
I'd throw myself through this glass window if Will Conk was, if it showed up on there, Will Conk.
Gotta be crapping on my face, man.
Let's go, Houston. Make it happen.
Let's go, Houston. All right, you hear that voice there, our guy, Texans insider, reporter extraordinaire, Will Conk joins us in the 3 o'clock hour. A little 3 o'clock Will in the building. And Will, I want to start here. The ESPN has been giving us and everyone across the country this little content with this this top 10 and honorable mentions they do with all the position groups as they talk to 70 coaches, scouts, and executives on the top 10 and honorable mentions. And the receiver rank came out. And we all believe Nico Collins would be on it. I'll be honest, I look at the list and I don't have a problem with it. I guess in my mind I thought he'd be a little safer than this, but he comes in at the 8th spot with Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, CeeDee Lamb, and A.J. Brown as the top 5, with Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions, Malik Nabers over Nico Collins, and then Mike Evans and Garrett Wilson make out the top 10. And Nico Collins being there. And I guess I just want to start with this. Yes, he is one of the best receivers and a legit one in this league, but to either one of you can take this, but I just kind of want to start it here. What does Nico need to be for the Texans offense? When you look at everything that they have, what does he need to be? What kind of season does he have for this offense to be what it wants to be?
Full. Like, he's got to be healthy.
Full
he's
season
be,
first.
He's
got to
be available. Yeah. That's the biggest thing for him, because there is nothing he can't do. He's proven to be one of the, like, a top, I think he's a top 5 wide receiver in the NFL. But if you're not out there and you're missing 5-6 games every year since he kind of hit that level, that's obviously the knock. And then you look around and, all right, who played 16-17 games?
Yeah, look, I think it starts with being healthy, because without Nico Collins, there is a big time problem at the wide receiver position.
Get about it.
I mean, C.J. Stroud has no chance if Nico Collins goes down. That's one thing that we probably haven't discussed enough, is the importance of Nico Collins beyond just how good he is and how productive he is. The importance of him being on the field given what is down the line, at least the first half of the season, until you figure out what Higgins and Noel and what is Christian Kirk after the last most recent injury, until you figure those things out. I mean, you can argue Nico Collins is the most important receiver in the damn league right now. It starts with health. But, you know, to me, if you're looking at the Texans' offense and we're saying, okay, we want to get the best version of C.J. Stroud. We want to get an offense that just this standard is low. This bar is very low. We just want to get an offense that can complement a great defense. We want to get an offense that can complement a great defense in a crappy division and give us a chance to make a run in the playoffs. You just simply ain't doing that without Nico Collins. Without Nico Collins, the eighth best receiver in the league. So he doesn't just have to stay healthy, boys. He's got to continue to play at a level where he's opening eyes in a big way, and he's putting up huge numbers.
Because he's that everything to you. He's your deep threat. He's your guy that doesn't drop the ball. He's your third down guy. Like, he is the guy that does everything. And if you lose the guy that does everything, the specialist guys, and then two rookies on top of it, you have no idea what you're going to get every single week.
Well, Will, I mean, to look at it, to your point, we may have just be scratching the surface here with Nico Collins, because we've seen a small sample size of Bobby Slowick, I guess it was 2 years ago, where the receivers around him got hurt. And, Ron, we saw him line up in the backfield and do some stuff. We saw him in a screen game. We saw him get over the top.
Smart Bobby.
Right. The truth of the matter is that Nico Collins is a extremely well-rounded receiver. Right, some of these guys are on here because they're just tremendous athletes or they're unbelievably fast, right? But you look at Nico Collins, he's big, he's fast, he's a great route runner, to your point, big, strong hands, run after catch, hard to tackle. He is a great route runner. I don't think I've already mentioned that, but I mean, those are things that everybody on this list is not. And so we may be looking at Nico Collins at eight with plenty of room to climb.
And it's rare to have a guy that does that and is so good on the sidelines on third down.
Yep.
Like, that's so rare, because usually you have kind of like the squirrely slot guy that's a big third down guy but doesn't really contribute on first and second, certainly isn't a big play guy. So for him to be able to blow the top off the lid and also hit a dig route and go to the sideline and just hold on to the ball as a possession guy and be reliable is so critical for CJ, especially when he has pressure in his face so quickly.
Guys, the health thing, obviously, I've seen when someone texts in, Nico needs to stay healthy, that's it. Well, I don't believe that's it part. Definitely he needs to stay healthy. Because you start to look at it, and Nico, you take Nico out of the mix of this skill position group,
and you're just talking about anybody that can catch a pass.
You don't have any
running backs, tight ends, wide receivers. I'm talking about the skill position. Yeah, you take that out. It's like what Yordan, when he's out of the lineup, and how it looks, and how you're looking at me like, ooh, boy, like this looks a lot different.
Got to win with defense.
He has been a guy that has, if he would have stayed healthy, would have been a 80 to 100 catch guy. For 1,300 to 1,500 yards, probably around the 8 to 10 touchdown mark. That's what he would have been the last 2 years. Man, guys, right now, I think he may have to find another level to that.
Yep, for I agree.
I'm talking about from what he would have been if he'd have been healthy. I think he needs to find another level above that, just because I hear what you're saying, Frank Z., here on the text or on YouTube and Twitch, Nico has help now. Diggs was out week 8. Tank disappeared. These new guys will alleviate any pressure. I don't know that. I've never seen Jalen Higgins play in the National Football League. I've never seen Jalen Knoll play in the National Football League. I've seen John Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson. Those are not alleviate pressure guys. I've seen the tight end guys. I don't know that I necessarily say that we're alleviating pressure there. I hope Joe Mixon can play the way he does. He's 29. They felt the need to go get Nick Chubb. We'll see if he plays at the level he did. I just think there is a lot of pressure for him to go out and be what A.J. Green used to be for Andy Dalton, what Tyreek, how he changed and made life so much easier for everybody else on the field, and Tua the way it is. I think Nico has to take his game, and I think it's there. He just has to take his game up another level, because I don't think we can sit here and say we know exactly what's around him to depend on.
Well, exactly, and that's why I'll pose this to you, Clint. Like, if you look at the offensive weapons from a pass-catching standpoint, tight ends included, Like, who's number two? Who's the second guy after Nico?
Well, it's Christian Kirk. And I mean, to answer your question, but I get the point is there's a significant drop off. Mm-hmm. And there's Christian Kirk, and I think it's by design, is more of a slot guy. They can talk about playing outside and running the route tree and all that they want to. Christian Kirk is a true slot receiver that has some explosive abilities. And so, to your point, you know, not only is it a significant fall off talent wise and ability and production, but it's a severe drop off in just in what your best receiver is capable of doing. He's very restricted in the slot, smaller size receiver, so it's going to be easier to defend. Look, I think, Ron, I think you're hitting the nail on the head. That's interesting. It's when you start looking at if Nico stays healthy, you're looking at let's call it high end 100 catches.
Yes.
Right. But what you're saying is moving forward, he's got to be in the 110 to 120 range. I mean, you're talking, I mean, that's the Jamar Chase, the Amon-Ra St. Brown, Malik Nabers, Justin Jefferson had 103. I mean, so you're talking about the 100 plus catches, like taking this thing to a whole other level.
His production and impact has to be big.
I agree.
He's going to have to play through teams flat trying to take him away in a way that they may not have been able to do previous years.
Well, I say all that, and I think Nico is very, very capable.
I do too.
I think he's very capable of getting to those numbers, even if he misses a couple of games due to injuries. You can't miss more than two, because now you're talking 15 to 20 catches. The key here is Nick Caley. I'll go back to what I said in 2 years ago, 2023, the handful of games where we saw Bobby Slowick. Because I would always talk about Nico's just a boundary receiver. It's who he is. That's where he best fits. And then everybody got hurt. It's like, well, no longer is he just going to sit over there. He's got to be the guy that they move around and don't let defenses zero in on him. If we get 17 games of that, I think those numbers are very doable with Nico Collins.
Yeah, Nico Collins, and we've seen a lot of teams like this. It's like the past couple of years, maybe not this year, but the previous years, it was just like, oh, you know, the Chiefs passing game's all right. Well, if you take Travis Kelce away from it, though, like if he's not there,
yeah,
then a lot of these guys look a lot different. And I think Nico is in that space. And I think he, as you said, I think Will, he's absolutely capable of going to that next level. But when you start to look at it, right, I mean, Diggs made people think.
Yeah, he was a good buy.
Dell made people think, right? There were times you thought CJ had a better connection with Tank Dell than he did Nico.
God bless, like, brother.
They made him think. So I think there is a difference to right now what he's dealing with. Until now, Higgins may go off and be exactly what Frank is talking about. Noel may go and be that guy. But as of now, we just don't know that right now.
All the good names that, Clint, you listed, everybody's got something in common there, except for really Malik Nabers, and maybe, I guess, really just Malik Nabers. But Jamar Chase, great quarterback, great receiver aside, you know, next to him.
Yep.
Justin Jefferson, absolute stud. With the Patrick Mahomes, you got the greatest quarterback to play the game, arguably, and then you have Andy Reid next to him. So, like, there's a lot of complimentary pieces there that allow that to happen. Does Nico have that? Like, he sure as hell didn't last year. So, like, does he this year? Does he have the complimentary piece in the offensive play calling? Does he have a good enough offensive line to allow CJ to be any damn good? And is there a number two really across the way to kind of take away from that? That's the biggest thing, is that these offensive minds, like, you see Amon-Ra St. Brown, Ben Johnson calling plays, and Jared Goff, a damn good quarterback with other help around there too.
It is interesting because you start looking. I don't think we've gone into a season. We talk about Titus Howard never going into a season knowing he's going to play guard and working out as he's going to play guard and building his body up as he's going to play guard. Like, if we ever gone into a season, you think about it, going to the 2023 season, we had no idea who the hell Nico was. We still thought he was going to be this big-bodied 50-50 ball catcher, and that was it, right? And then going into this last season, it was a five-headed monster. We got all the pieces that you could possibly want, where this year the difference is there is zero doubt the focus for Nick Caley should be. If Nick Caley and his offensive staff, if they're going to walk around and talk about our job as an offensive coordinator is to get our guys, our best players of football, and put our best players in position to play to their strengths. Well, damn it, that starts with Nico Collins. You can't prioritize Dalton Schultz. You can't prioritize Christian Kirk. You can't, hell, you can't prioritize anybody other than C.J. Stroud over Nico Collins. And so this may be the first year, and we'll be able to tell watching training camp, this may be the first year that we've gone into where we knew how good Nico was, and the play caller schematically said, okay, we are going to do things with Nico the same way Cincinnati uses Jamar Chase. The same way maybe Kansas City, I don't know that Miami does it great, but Kansas City did with Tyreek Hill. The same way with Justin Jefferson. If they shut him down in the first half and they're rolling coverage over to him, at halftime we're coming out and we're going to move this guy every damn snap because he's going to get 10 catches, right? He's going to get 9, 10 catches every – we're not going to let defenses take him away and say, oh, we'll dabble with Dalton Schultz over here and we'll dabble with Christian Kirk over here. We're going to find ways to get Nico the 8, 9, 10 touches he needs a game. And that – or however many, 7, 8, however many the catches it is. That – I don't think we've seen an organization. We haven't seen the Texans offensively approach football like that.
Yeah. I'm wondering what you guys think. Do you think Dalton Schultz, he comes in, I think, no doubt, tight end one. Do you think he survives the whole season as tight end one? I think it's a legitimate question now, which is not ideal for that room.
Yeah, I will say yes. And we talked about this before because I think if anything improves with the style of offense you believe they're running, which seems to make the tight end more of a priority. And
is that good, though? Like, putting him on display, is that a positive?
I think from that standpoint, yeah, I think he's more involved. I mean, last year was just like he couldn't block and he wasn't productive from the other end.
So like,
and I don't think his production from a pass-catching standpoint wasn't just because he couldn't catch. I think there were a lot of opportunities that they just looked past him. And the OC, his expertise is tight ends. That's what he coached. So you would hope there is an improvement there from him. He should have a better season. And
He better have a better season. He was horrible last year. He was a detriment.
You don't have to tell this show.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, man. I'm high on Cade Stover this year. I mean, watch. And given what D'Amico wants to do. A defensive-minded head coach with the mindset of D'Amico is only going to watch the pouting, the lack of physicality, the quit for so long. So it will be – and the kid behind him ain't got none of that in him.
And keep in mind, this is a run-first team. This is not a pass-first team that it was going into last year. They had to change their entire identity because Bobby Slowe couldn't figure out the passing game and the offensive line couldn't protect C.J. Stroud. Like, this is an offense that requires a Cade Stover, not a Dalton Schultz.
All right, coming up, a little stock up, stock down. We're going to do NFL quarterbacks. Stock up, stock down. You can send yours in. This is going to be fun. That's coming up next right here live on the...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Tootski, come on.
Every football season brings highs.
Yes! Rock and roll!
And lows.
Every week, though, there's no excuse for that.
Oh, no.
It's time to buy or sell.
I tell him to sell!
It's Texans Stock Up, Stock Down on the Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
I'm going to pump those numbers up. Those are rookie numbers in this racket.
That's right. We are going to talk some Texans because we're talking the old pigskin. We're talking football for this edition of Stock Up, Stock Down, live on the Drive with guests, the Big Kunk. There it is. Give it to me one more time. One more.
One more time. There it is.
Forgot you didn't have ears.
Let him out, boys.
Will Kunkel is live with us on the Drive. Sterner and Hughley. Stock up, stock down. This edition is NFL quarterbacks for the upcoming 2025 season. And Kunk, Ron, you'll have to let him know.
Yeah.
I want to start with you, Big Kunk. And I want to start with stock down because I'm looking at this Drive rundown. And me and you about to have some problems, Kunkel.
Let's go, Poppy.
Stock down for NFL
Stroud.
Quarterback. Oh, my God.
His stock could not have been any higher coming into
on
the
this show.
Into last season.
You're choosing violence today, huh?
His stock was greatest rookie season that we've ever seen in the NFL, which it was. We're going to pick up and we're going to run from that. We're going to the Hall of Fame. Like, we put the gold jacket on the dude. We were running. And then we saw what happened. It takes an entire team. It takes an organization to lift up a quarterback, and he didn't do his job, and he was not the leader that I thought he needed to be, especially with Laremy Tunsil kind of dragging down that offensive line. So stock down for C.J. Stroud. I don't know that he is a top 10 quarterback in the NFL right now. Like, I don't know that he is coming off of last year. I'm not saying he can't be and he doesn't have the talent. I know damn well he does and he can be. And I think that maybe this year he is. But right now, stock down after his rookie year and after what we saw last year.
Kunkel just crapping over my face.
Somebody's going to believe I said that.
Oh, they'll hit you back with it.
Dumbass show.
Like, it couldn't have gone any higher than it was after his rookie year. Like, let's just be real. Where we are, he regressed. He regressed in his second season. Doesn't mean he's not good. Doesn't mean he's not going to be good. It means he regressed. The stock is down. Hey, if you want to buy while stock is down, that's how you get rich, bro.
Well, there's your stock down from freaking Kunkel on a hump day here on the Drive.
We got to get Mr. Kunkel.
God. Jeez, crapping on my face. Over to you, Ron, the show, Hughley, for this NFL quarterbacks edition. Stock up, stock down. What's your stock down?
I'm going to say Brock Purdy. Now he's gotten paid, which is going to add more pressure. He's already lost Deebo Samuel. Brandon Ayuk may not be ready to start the season. He has been really, really good when he's had all those, as some people call them, the monstars. And now with him getting paid, there's probably going to be a less opportunity for him to have all of those great players around him. And they're getting older with the pressure, with the money he's making now. I'm gonna say stock down on Brock Purdy. Because now he's going to be asked to be more of the driving force as opposed to kind of rolling through with greatness around him.
Okay. But he's got Christian McCaffrey and he's got Kyle Shanahan around him.
We'll see how long he has Christian.
Two stock downs down, one to go. Who better to ask about NFL quarterbacks in 2025 than a former NFL quarterback, Mr. Dirty Red, Clint Sterner? You're stock down for these 2025 QBs.
Well, I'm going to go Dak Prescott. I mean, Dak is making $60-plus million. He's a quarterback of America's team. Last time, Ron said it multiple times yesterday when we were talking quarterbacks, last time he had a healthy season, he was second in the MVP race. They've got a track record. Say what you want about the playoffs, and I'm critical as hell. They win games in a regular season. And somehow Dak Prescott got left off of the top 10 list of quarterbacks, and Baker Mayfield and company, Jared Goff. And Jared's great, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying these guys aren't good and deserving, but somehow Dak Prescott was well down the list and not getting the love that he typically gets. So I got to go with Dak Prescott.
We got them negatives out of the way. We're talking NFL quarterbacks in 2025. Stock up, stock down, right here live on The Drive. Sterner and Hughley. I want to kick it back over a little Uno reverse action. Kick it back over to you, Ron, the show, and now get a little stock up about these QBs from you.
Stock up Bryce Young. Bryce Young, who was kind of left for dead, especially the way CJ played as his rookie year. But when he got back in the lineup, he really played a lot better. He seemed a lot more comfortable with the Panthers. The Panthers went out and got a receiver in the first round to give him some help. So I would say right now, low expectations, but stock up with Bryce Young.
Bryce Young, stock up for the quarterbacks. For Ron the Show, Hughley, back over to you, former NFL quarterback Dirty Bread Clint Sterner. Your stock up for the QBs in 2025.
I'm going to go with Jaden Daniels, man. Jumped on the scene last year. Will mentioned CJ's year in 2023, and I agree. It was the best that I'd seen. And you look at what Jaden Daniels did statistically, win total, the way he – the fireworks that you know, highlight reel that he had. Jaden Daniels may have less than a calendar year later had a better season, and so he's they got him ranked as a number five quarterback right now, the best quarterback in the NFC, and so I mean, I don't know that his stock's ever going to be any higher. Look, he still got his offensive coordinator. They went out and bulked up the offensive line with Laremy Tunsil. They brought in Deebo Samuel, giving him more weapons. They're playing a second place schedule because they finished behind the Eagles in the division, so they're not playing that top tier schedule for what that's worth. I just don't know that the stock's ever going to be any higher for Jaden Daniels than it is right now.
All right, and our guest of the hour, put a cap on this thing for us and try to make this answer better than your stock down. Stock up for you, Mr. Kunk, the big Kunk.
That ain't happening. I'm going Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, I co-signed your answer.
You got rid of Doug Peterson,
here,
who was dog poo. Like, when they came into Houston and that offense, like, we watched it live in front of us. What they did before halftime to get 0 points was absolutely insane. The clock management, the offensive management was a disaster. I think getting Travis Hunter in there makes him a little bit better. Like, I just haven't written this kid off. I'm not telling you he's top five. I'm not telling you he's top 10. I'm not even telling you he's top 15, but I am telling you that he is going to be better than he has been so far in his career, and that, like, do not write him off. I think he's a good, good quarterback.
Duval. If he can avoid Azeez Alshire, yeah, he may have a good shot.
A real chance.
Kunk, I love you, but I hated both your answers, bro.
Well, Will, man, we got to get this clown off the show. We got the – who the F is this guy anyways?
Just being favorite. A silly goose. He's not a clown.
Please cut his mic off. My man got to sit down and think about, all right.
Bring the juice, Houston.
We're going to do stock up, stock down quarterbacks. He goes, I'm going to go stock up Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to go stock down C.J. Stroud.
Keep in mind, it does not mean they've crossed sections. It doesn't mean that C.J. Stroud is below Trevor Lawrence.
You think the Jags got a chance to win this division?
Hell no.
Okay. I just wanted to see where you were.
Like, no, this is the year we see division.
It's the Texans division.
Okay,
to lose.
Just wanted to see where you were. Okay, you just think that they
hell
they,
no.
That he is
not with Duval.
Okay. So once again, you gotta stop
Duval.
This. You're a damn guest on this show. Don't come in here doing that.
Show respect, wipe my feet when I walk in here.
All right, I want to see what Will thought about last night, the All-Star game. I'm telling you, I gave myself an hour after that thing ended, and I completely changed the entire sport by damn near in an hour. I talked myself into doing that. We'll see what Will thought about what happened last night at the All-Star game in Atlanta.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
And that's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Will Conkle in the building. 3 o'clock, Will. There you go. Clint's in the building as well. Clint, why don't you read that? Under Nick Wright.
Somebody got to it.
Don't.
Oh, yeah, somebody got
well,
to it.
What are we talking this
Will
segment?
Kunkel,
I don't want to hear this because I'm going to get pissed
Kunkel,
off.
Will Kunkel, contributor to The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Oh. The guy who just crapped on my face and CJ Stroud? What are we doing?
Shout out Houston. I love y'all.
The listeners are great. Tyler, did you do that?
Tyler, I'm still having a hard time finding our name.
This is
Will Kunkel, contributor on The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, baby. That is
play that time. Stone Cold music on
our Wikipedia.
Give me hell,
right between
Drive family. What are we doing?
He slotted in between Nick Wright and Reggie Attitude.
That is great.
Feels good.
Well
right
done,
there.
Listeners. That is damn good.
Right at home, baby.
That is rich.
Right. At home. I guess I don't need to run the board today. I guess I'll just.
You put in the hours that I do. Work. You deserve that.
Oh, that is great.
You son of a bitch.
That's good. That's great.
T, we'll get you on there, man. Executive producer?
I would have thought that somebody in the Drive family would have taken care
Tyler's
of this by now.
He's got executive producer. He's got the co-host of the Big Orange Wagon. I mean, he's got it all.
A couple. You could have. Yeah, we can put
not
a couple
all.
Of dash marks.
Doesn't have it all.
You
one
shut
thing
the
he's missing.
Hell up, Kunk.
Damn.
Gotta get on there, doesn't
yeah. it? And you can't put yourself on there. It's like giving yourself a nickname.
No, you can't.
You
no, you
shut
can't.
Your horse mouth,
you can't put
Kunk.
Yourself on there. You can't do that. Damn, man.
Patrick, guest on the show.
Not only did Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani beat us on here, Will did beat us on here. Got it in there, a contributor, yeah. too. And shoved it in our faces by having him as a contributor on our show.
I'm Stroud, but not, down. But not I get a Wikipedia.
But not having us on there.
Such horse crap. Oh, I meant to tell you, Kunk. We might not be able to have you next week. I'll talk to you later about it, though.
All right. I got plans. You can't. I've been kicked out of nicer places than this.
Oh, okay. Now you get a crap on my studio. I'm just kidding. JK.
All right. The All-Star game was yesterday. And listen, we kind of gave our thoughts on it a bit earlier. Will, I know you were in. You in there. Obviously, we know how much you are a baseball fan, especially how you cover the Astros there. What did you think about everything that happened last night, including the unusual and the first time we've ever seen it end the way it did on a swing off?
I thought it was awesome. Like, it was the best way to end an exhibition game in a manner of which to celebrate the game. Like, it was the best way to do it. It was so much fun. I wish they did that. The one gripe I have from the weekend was the home run derby round one being decided by a quarter of an inch and getting the analytics in there. Like, get that out of here.
Oh, yeah?
Like, go swing off, bro.
Clint got screwed go on that.
Oh, yeah?
It's going to cost me a few $100s and additional time with these two jacklegs. Luckily, they got good people.
We all picked the guy, and the loser had to host.
A cookout.
I picked O'Neal Cruz. He picked Cal Raleigh. He picked Brent.
I assume I'm invited as a contributor.
Absolutely. You're a contributor. You're on the wiki, man.
Is Tyler going to be there?
Tyler is a slow turn, stare you down.
If you're there, Kunk, I ain't going.
Nah, man. Nobody does it better than baseball when it comes to celebrating the history of their game. And in a weird way.
I'll give you that.
Last night felt nostalgic despite it being all the current great All-Stars. When you can see all the best baseball players in the world on the field together, it's way better than all the best football players on the field together, despite what the product is. Same thing with basketball. It doesn't carry that, kind of that emotion and nostalgia, despite it not being old dudes. It's just the best all-star product that there is, and the way they celebrate their history in the game is just so special.
What do you do with it, though, Kunk? That's what we were talking about earlier. Like, yeah, it clearly they
I loved it.
They struck a chord there. I didn't see it. I did not see it. I was not going to hang around for the end of the All-Star game, so I completely missed it. But I take your word for it, Ron's word for it.
I was so into it. Electric
it was. But that's the thing. Baseball is different than any other sport, in my opinion, in any other major sport, of where they need to really take advantage of these kind of moments, right? Not just in the moment, but now how do you parlay it? How do you not let this moment die on the vine, right? And so in your mind, is there anything that could be done? Is there anything that you would like to see that they parlay this thing into?
I mean, you gotta capitalize on the trade deadline. Like, what, and I say this because the NFL owns the calendar. Major League Baseball can't have certain dates spread out throughout 12 months. They gotta take this, and then the names that they just saw, who's moving? Market those guys that are on bad teams and see where are they going. Like, turn that into drama filled on whether on social media, whatever it might be, because that's the next thing that's coming up on the calendar for baseball. So they got, now that you have some sort of name familiarity with these guys, what's next for them? And you got to keep that calendar moving, keep that mojo going with them.
And Will, I said this earlier. I think baseball has to take advantage of situations like they did last night. And I don't know how far you go with it. I'm sure there's a happy medium. I know where I'm prepared to go with it. But baseball has an issue that is almost hard for them to control because of just the way the sport is played. Now, they've done everything they could to do it. They've instituted the pitch clock. They've done so many things to speed up the game and to try to just not have slow movement. And it's worked. But still, it is still slower. The action is still slower than the other major sports. And it's just the game, and it's hard to kind of get away from the game because it's just a slower moving game. But last night, on the swing off, there was drama, emotion. It moved past. We didn't even have the best players involved in it that could have been, and I didn't even think about it until later. That what happened last night is something that baseball just doesn't have a lot of in its sport. And I don't know how far they go. For me, they've already opened up the can of worms by putting this runner on second base and saying, hey, man, we're going to just start at these easy RBIs that guys didn't used to get back in the day and just do this hokey stuff. That right there, You got me. If I know, hey, man, this game's going 9 innings. If it doesn't, we're going to hit it. We're going to do it. We ain't going to be here for till 10, 11. We ain't going to be here 13, 14 innings. Like, and that drama ensues, and we got to have the strategy of who you got to. I'm about
You shorten,
I'm about that.
At first, I was like, get the hell out of here. And then I was like, you know, let's think about this. You shorten the game, which they are going to drastic measures to shorten the game, clearly. But you add a level of entertainment at the very end that keeps people in their seats. I think it keeps you up at night. I flip an Astros game on, or really, really be honest with you, any game, but flip an Astros game on, and it is 2-2, bottom of 8.
Oh, yeah.
I'm probably going to tune in and see, hey, are we fixing to get some of this sudden death, just swing off type stuff. It's not as far-fetched as maybe it was 15 years ago.
I don't think it is, because it's an entertainment business. Now, baseball's been the slowest one to adopt that entertainment mentality because of the tradition, because of the American pastime, because the numbers mean so much in baseball. They don't mean the same in football. Like, who's the all-time leading passing and how many? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Same thing with basketball. Who's got the most points and how many? No idea. We all know, like, Roger Maris, 62. Hell with Barry Bonds. Like, we understand those numbers mean so much to you. 3,000 strikeouts, 500 home run club. So you don't want to alter
them. You think
we're
still there, though?
Man, well, I mean, we're definitely not still there.
Because we've added games.
We're like not that, there. Yeah. But that doesn't mean it's not part of it. And it doesn't mean it's not part of the discussion. I don't like the guy on second base. I also love it. Like, it's wildly entertaining. All of a sudden, it brings in small ball, brings in stealing bags. It brings in the whole game of baseball, which is wildly entertaining. It's not all about the home run, even though this idea would be wildly entertaining as well. And I would watch it. Like, I'm not going to not watch it because I don't love the purity of the game being taken out. I'm sure as hell watching it.
I think for the majority of people, the number one entertaining thing in baseball is when... Like, you could be sitting there talking to, you could be at the game talking to your lady or talking to your guys or whatever, and you hear the sound off the bat. And then you sit there and then, oh, how far is it going to go? That part too.
Yeah.
That is still the most entertaining part of the sport.
But it means something too. So in hockey and baseball, you can win a game in the first inning or first period. Basketball, you ain't winning a game until later. I'm just saying, like, that home run that you look at immediately means something or could.
And when they go to penalty kicks in soccer, I'm ready to rock and roll.
Hell yeah.
For me, listen, I'm not saying they gotta move to this. I talked myself within the hour last night of it. I talked myself to, man, I think I would have this in replace of the Ghost Runner in the regular season. And then I'm like, but no, not in the postseason.
Oh, hell no in the postseason. And then, hell no
but
in the
then,
postseason.
But then, Will, I've reached to myself.
You always got to push it, Ron.
I've reached to myself, and I'm thinking Yankees,
no. Yankees,
Red
push
Sox.
It, Tyler.
Oh, boy, if that was David Ortiz and Manny against A-Rod, against Bernie Williams, or whoever it was, oh, my God, I am in. I mean, I enjoyed, you know, Billy Miller getting that base hit and all of that. But to me, whoo, that would be – I would be in a pace.
I don't think you need to make the playoffs. Like, postseason baseball is as dramatic as anything in all the sports. Like, I don't think you need to add that element. It's the 162 that you got to add that juice to.
I agree with that. Like, it would be hard for me to decide a championship in extras with swing offs. But the thing is, you take an already like what's already a disadvantage in if a team doesn't play, you know, Powerball. And the championship's decided by, you know, two or three power hitters in that particular moment that the other team may have. I can't go there. I can do that in the regular season because of the 162.
I'll say this. I don't think it's the advantage that maybe you think.
The hell is it not?
I don't think that if you – like, who's the most powerful team, right? Like, I don't think –
Who are you picking on the Astros to go?
Healthy?
No. Like right now.
Right now, I would pick Altuve, which I think he would be really good at that. I would pick probably Yiner Diaz, who I think would be really good at that.
So, I mean, look at some of the guys on some of the lesser teams. I mean, they clearly the Astros would be at a massive disadvantage.
I don't necessarily think that because I don't think all of the home run hitters are great, like home run derby hitters. I don't think that is the case. I mean, you're not sending Jazz Chisholm up there. I mean, but you're gonna like.
Don't we know it?
I think it'd be better.
Oh, the Yankees, damn sure ain't.
I think it'd be better.
He said afterwards, "I wasn't trying to change my swing just to hit home runs. Mission accomplished, bro."
And by the way, like, I see some people saying, "How in the hell did they send up those guys?" Well, like Aaron Judge dipped, Shohei Ohtani. Yeah, they dipped. Bro. They were already gone. They weren't in the stadium anymore.
Dude, that's it was bad. They're... Like Schwarber, I'm so happy that he was in there. Like that was awesome. Like it was awesome.
Did you look? Like I know Kyle's good. I didn't look at that and think Kyle's gonna be the.
I thought it was gonna be Kyle and Pete. Never even got to Pete.
Yeah, Pete. I was thinking, well, maybe they got an advantage.
Kyle's
Pete,
that dude.
He's done it. Randy's been good in home run competitions, but I mean, Kyle just said, "Nah, man, we're gonna shut it down." I think Rob Manfred and whoever's gonna replace him. I don't think they could just look at what happened yesterday and just say.
See you next year. Oh,
man, that was fun.
Let's hope it happens again next year.
That was fun. No, they've got to sit down, just like I think the NFL, who has been really good at, oh, man, this hokey stuff, why you got to move the extra point back to the 35-yard line or whatever? Well, they added something to the game. They added drama to the game, the kickoff stuff. I think that it's at some point they had to at least have a conversation about this.
Dude, I've converted to, like, I'm all in on it. I like the idea, and I could see how it could work. I'm in on it because thinking again back to last night, like I was on the edge of my seat.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Yo, this is crazy. And honestly, does anyone really care about the numbers like day to day at the end of the Not day? Anymore. Would you rather turn on your MLB app, see all the games up, check, like, all right, who's in the seventh inning, who's close? That way you're guaranteed if you're in a one- or two-run game, seventh, eighth, or ninth, you're guaranteed some sort of drama, whether it's a walk-off, just a tight game in general, or that way, that home run derby to end it.
3 o'clock wheel.
Badass.
Always fun. There he is.
Hey, find me on YouTube, everybody. I got Jobber Chamberlain on the show, kicking it with Kunkel this week.
Kicking it with Kunkel is back, baby.
Yeah, Jobber Chamberlain. Jobber, kicking it with Kunkel on YouTube.
I hope he's got the big beard still. What you got coming up?
Huge beard.
Well, there's a lot of good from the first the first half of the Astros season. One of the brightest takeaways is Big Hunter Brown. He's off to a hell of a start, and the Astros definitely exceeded expectations in a major, major way. You want to know how those things are happening and how good Hunter Brown can potentially be? I got some audio that's going to shed a little light on that. We'll do that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.